有很多的事情。
This summer conference, there were many topics and things.
啊，感谢主，但是还能够坐在就是说里面听两回弟兄们的分享。
And we thank the Lord that yes, we were able to hear the two brothers share with us.
但是实在来讲，我受到很大的安慰和激励。
And truly, there were many things that comforted me.
啊，特别是圣弟兄讲到，他说圣灵把各样的恩赐给了我们。我们每一个蒙恩的儿女都有这个恩赐。
Especially when brother son shared with us that the Holy Spirit has given us many gifts, and all of us have gifts.
他也讲到，那在你里面的，那在你们里面的，比那在世界的更大。
And also that the one that is within us is greater than the one in this earth.
所以，主就是安慰我，就是说，主把那每一个蒙恩儿女建立基督身体这样一个功用，这样一个恩赐，已经赐给我。
And so the Lord comforted me through this, that God has a role for each one of us and in the body, and He is using each one of us.
我们每一个儿女在神的家里面，在这个身体里面，我们都有一个功用。
And each of one of us, His children, in the body, in His church, we have a purpose.
还讲到那胜过世界这个能力也已经赐给我们。
And then He's told us too that the power to overcome the powers of this earth, He's already given to us.
也接着圣弟兄交通，我麦弟兄的交通也更清楚，就是这个属灵的生活。
And also through the sharings from Brother Sun and Brother Mac, I was just able to learn more about how to live spiritually.
Mac 弟兄讲到这个约翰是一个非父的子嗣。
And so Brother Mac shared about how John, he was a
Recovery work. 所以他把他儿子这个丰满的这个这神显明当中这个生命要显明出来。
And so he showed that we need to be able to express the life of Christ through us.
所以也圣弟兄也讲到，就是属灵的生活是圣灵圣父圣灵的生活。
And Brother Sun shared with us how the spiritual life is through the Holy Spirit living in us.
所以也就是说，在我们的生活当中要有圣灵的工作。
And so in our daily lives, how we live, we need to have the Holy Spirit working within us.
所以也接着两位弟兄的分享，也让我看见，就是说我们这个属灵的生活是有可以操练，我有路可走。
And so through the two brothers sharing, I could see how I could practice this spiritual exercise in my daily life.
圣弟兄讲到，他说是我们圣灵需要我们与他合作。
And so Brother Sun shared with us that we are to co-work with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要祷告，仰望我们的主。
We need to pray and look to our Lord.
相信我们的主。
We need to have trust and faith in Him.
这就是让我们顺服我们的圣灵。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们的魂受到越多的十字架的对付，我们的圣灵就是越为敏感。
And so as our soul is dealt with by the cross, our spirit becomes more and more sensitive.
所以感谢主，就是这些话语来激励我。
And so I thank the Lord for His words that encouraged me.
也可以在生活当中就是来蒙圣灵的带领。
That in my daily life, I can be led by the Holy Spirit.
圣弟兄并且提到，他说要有生命的感觉。
And Brother Sun also shared, you need to have the sense of life.
那我做一个很小的很小的一件事情。
I just want to share a short example.
两三个月之前，我就换了我的抽水马桶。
2 to 3 months ago, I
换了这个 toilet.
Oh, I changed out my toilet.
这个换是容易，一天就换完了。
It was pretty easy to replace it. One day was all it took.
但是这个抽水马桶没有地方可以扔掉。
But it was really hard to get rid of that toilet.
我给就是我们的四台打电话，完了以后给垃圾公司打电话。
So I called the waste and landfill.
他们说我们不收这个抽水马桶。
They said we don't take back this type of toilet.
啊，完了以后，我也给这个修这个就是下水道的人打电话。
And so I gave just call to people who repaired things, and then.
他说我们也不收你这个东西。
They said we also will not take this toilet.
啊，但是打了一通电话以后，他们告诉我 ，Houston 这个八号五十九交界地方，他们收垃圾。
And then so after making many calls, finally I found out that there was a Houston municipality that did take toilets.
但是他们说是要是 Houston 的 resident.
But
Houston 的居民。
They say you have to be within you have to be a resident, Houston.
但是我住在 Bel Air.
But I lived in Bel Air.
所以这就变成一件难处。
So this was a difficulty.
但是我已经同一个弟兄交通，他是弟兄讲，就是他是住在 Houston。
I was already talking to a brother, and he said, I live in Houston.
所以就要解决这些问题是很容易的事情。
So to take care of this problem was very easy.
啊，我就把弟兄拉上，我们去就可以了。
So if I brought this brother along, then it should be fine.
啊，但是我总觉得这些事情不是这样妥当。
But I thought to myself, well, maybe this isn't the right thing to do.
啊，所以昨天我一个人自己去了。
So yesterday I went myself.
啊，所以。就是我想感谢主，就是我们主会提醒我们做什么事情。
So I thank the Lord that His Holy Spirit will remind us when we are doing things.
啊，那我的交通就到这儿。
And so my sharing comes to here.
但是好像我的交通就是说夏令会已经就说我也交通完了，那是不是啊这夏令会已经完了呢？
So after I've finished sharing about the summer conference, has the learnings from the summer conference come to an end?
所以这也是弟兄姐妹，我想让你们思想的一个问题。
So I want all of us to meditate upon this question.
啊，那我们下面时间开放给弟兄姐妹，啊，交通最好在三分钟到五分钟，啊，你可以坐在你的座位上。如果你要交通，我要把麦克风给你。
And so the following time we open up sharing for all brothers and sisters, please keep your sharing to 3 to 5 minutes. And if you want to share, I will bring the microphone to you.
所以弟兄姐妹可以在这圣灵的感动来交通，因为我们已经听到圣灵的感动，所以我们可以操练。
So if you feel led by the Holy Spirit, please share. I just want to share some of my learnings from the summer conference.
我想，在这个夏令会里头，我们的主他有特别要对我们所说的话。
I think in this summer conference there are some words that our Father wants to speak to us.
因为当孙弟兄他站上去讲的时候，他就讲一件事情。
Because when brother Sun went up to speak, he spoke about one thing.
他说他想讲其他的题目，换来换去。
He said he wanted to speak about other topics, and he was going back and forth.
圣灵总是把他带回到这个题目，就是有关另外一位保惠师。
But the Holy Spirit constantly brought him back to this topic, which was about the Comforter.
所以我想我们要敏感于。主他所要说的话。
So I think we should be sensitive to the words that our Father God wants us to hear.
从孙弟兄他的交通里头，有关我们的圣灵，我学到很多东西。
And so from Brother Sun sharing about the Holy Spirit, I learned many things.
刚刚我们唱的第二首诗歌，圣灵住在我的里面。
Especially from the second hymn that we just sang, The Comforter Lives Within Me.
我们弟兄他在讲到一件事情，对于我们的神，我们必须了解他的心。
Our brother was sharing with us one thing that we need to understand the heart of our God.
我们必须认识我们的父神，他想做什么。
We need to understand what our Father God wants us to do.
所以我们弟兄他从这个角度来看神的心。
And so from this perspective that our brother looked at, Our Father God's heart.
神有一个心愿，他要住在我们当中。
Our Father God has a desire. He wants to dwell among us.
这是他最大的一个心意。
This is his greatest desire.
创世纪前三章，启示录最后两章，都告诉我们神的心里只有一件事，就是人。
And so in the first three chapters of Genesis, the last two chapters of Revelation, it tells us the desires of our Father God's heart is man.
神愿意住在我们的里面。
God is willing to dwell in us.
我们的弟兄特别特别强调这件事情。
And our brother really emphasized this part.
在旧约的时候，主耶稣的救恩还没有成就，所以他要住在神的子民当中。
In the Old Testament, the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ had not been accomplished yet, and so he actually dwelt among the peoples.
所以不管是祭坛，不管是会幕，不管是圣殿。
So whether it was the altar or the tabernacle or the sanctuary,
神愿意住在我们的他的百姓的当中。
Father God was willing to dwell among his people.
今天救恩已经成就以后，神有一件事，他要住在我们的里面。
So now that the Old Testament is over and salvation from Jesus Christ is accomplished, he wants to dwell within us.
我想这是这一次孙弟兄他里头最深的一个负担。
I think out of brother's son sharing, this was his deepest burden.
神愿意借着另外一位保惠师住在我们的里面。
God is willing to, through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to live, dwell in us.
我们的弟兄讲到这位保惠师的工作。
Our brother shared about the work of this Comforter.
他要把基督的意义借着十字架的工作成就在每个圣徒身上。
He wants to use Jesus through the working of the cross to be accomplished within each of our hearts.
第一件事情就是调整我们成为一个对的人。
The first one is to adjust us to become a correct, a normal person.
亚当夏娃堕落以后，魂成了我们里面带领的一个部分。
So after Adam and Eve fell, the soul became an overwhelming part of our lives.
我们弟兄他特别强调，当圣灵来了以后，调整了这个位置，圣灵要带领我们的魂跟我们的体。
And so our brother shared that after the Holy Spirit came into our hearts, this position needs to shift so that the Holy Spirit is leading the soul and our physical body.
我们的弟兄也告诉我们有一条路我们可以走。
And our brother also shared there is a path that we can follow.
我们这个灵受到干扰最大的就是魂。
And so what brings into internal conflict the most between our spirit is the soul.
所以主告诉我们要跟随他，要背起十字架来跟随他。
And so our Lord has told us that to follow him, we must take up our cross.
十字架，主耶稣用两个字总括什么叫十字架。
And so our Lord Jesus used two words to describe the cross.
就是舍己。
And it's to deny oneself.
所以我想孙弟兄他的心，他这里面的负担非常的重。
And so I think in brother son's heart, this burden was very, very deep and strong.
愿我们能够舍己，圣灵能够借着住在我们里面，将基督的实际成就在我们里头。
May we learn to deny ourselves and the Holy Spirit lives within us so that we can manifest the life of Christ.
愿神祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
My name's William. Yep, so I'm in the S group, and I appreciated the messages by Brother Mac, especially the last one, and I just want to share my reflection on it from the past week.
Yeah, 我弟兄的信息感动，所以我想交通一下。
He talked about several points. One was how John the Apostle described himself.
他是首先讲到使徒约翰。
He said that, well, we know from John 13:23 that John described himself as the one whom Jesus loved.
在约翰福音13章24节里面，他说到那是耶稣所爱的门徒。
And Brother Max said that wasn't Jesus showing favoritism, but that's just honestly how John felt, or saw how Jesus saw him.
其实不是我们的主偏待人，而是从约翰的角度，他觉得主是爱他。
And I was really, I guess, impressed when Brother Max said we should have this confidence and assurance of how he loves us.
那我们每一个人都应该有这样的确据，说主是爱我们的。
And he also mentioned that true love is focused with singleness of vision.
所以我们可他还提到真正的爱只有一个重点。
And we can really see that from John's life. And how it was explained that it was just a very, you know, he very simply he followed the Lamb and he followed where the Lord went.
所以我们可以看到，约翰他自己的生命里面，他有一个简单的心来跟随我们的主，羔羊去哪里，他就去哪里。
And to me, that encompasses a lot of different phrases like seeking Him first and loving Him with all of our heart. It means all of that.
所以这个就其实已经包含了很多的意义，包括说。主用我们全心来爱主，主去哪里，我们也跟随。
And lastly, it was mentioned, or there was John's warning in 1 John to guard ourselves from idols.
所以还有约翰一书第一章里面说的，叫我们远离偶像。
And it was also brought up in the workshop. Just, you know, a question was, you know, what does our heart really want?
我们下午的分组专题里面也有一个弟兄问到，我们的心里到底要什么
？And when we have to answer that, is it the Lord or is it something else?
当我们要来回答这个问题的时候，是我们的主还是其他东西
？And after reflecting on all of this, I realized there's just so many idols in my life.
所以当我来思想这件事情的时候，我意识到我生命当中有那么多的偶像。
Things that capture my thoughts and my emotions and really take the place of where the Lord should be.
所以很多的事情抓住我的思想，抓住我的感情，取代了主的地位。
And I realize these things need to be put on the cross, but as much as I say that, I know it's so hard.
所以我意识到我必须把这些事放到十字架上，但是虽然我能这么说，但是实行起来却难。
I was encouraged by a song that I came across.When I got to play the piano on Sunday at home, the song was "More Love to Thee."
所以当我星期天在家练习钢琴的时候，我被一首诗歌感动。这首诗歌是说更爱主。
I just wanted to read some of the lyrics from there.
我要读一下，分享一下那个诗歌里面的经节。
It's number 224.
是234首。
224.
I can just read the whole verse first.
我就跟大家分享一下。
It says, "More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee."
我愿更爱你，更深爱你更深。
Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee.
哦主，听此求恳，承此心意。
This is my earnest plea, "More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee."
我心真是切慕，爱你更深，我主，爱你更深，爱你更深。
And even the past couple of days, as I've been thinking, I just realized, you know, like my love for the Lord is so small.
所以过去几天里面，我想我向着主的爱是何等的小。
But I thank the Lord that, you know, that this can be my prayer and to the Lord just to increase my love for Him.
所以我愿意这成为我的祷告，来爱主更深。
And that's really how I want this upcoming summer for me to be. Is I really want to.I know that I can't even change myself. I realize that. I need the Lord's help to even increase my love for Him.
所以在这个夏天里面，我虽然我知道我靠着我自己不能改变，但是愿主给我恩典来改变我，爱他更多。
Yeah, that's all.
这是我的交通。
I'd just like to start by reading.A couple of verses quickly from John chapter 1.
我愿意和大家一起分享约翰福音第一章里面的一些经节。
Verses 14 and 17.
十四节，约翰福音一章十四、十七节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Last weekend at the conference, we heard and saw many things.
在过去一周的夏令会里面，我们听到很多的信息。
And hopefully upon each of us, the Lord shined his light of truth.
所以在我们所有人中间，主向我们显明了他的道。
Unfortunately, this light often intimidates and frightens us because we are more comfortable hiding in the shadows.
所以很多的时候，这个光让我们害怕，因为我们有的时候喜欢住在黑暗里面。
That has been my story for much of my life, and I think it is true of all of us in some capacity.
这是我生命的一个故事，我想也是我们很多人原有的光景。
However, in John chapter 1, which we meditated upon last weekend for morning devotion,
所以约翰福音是我们那个夏令会成根的一个章节。
God has a precious promise hidden there for us.
主在这里面有一个隐藏的应许。
In these two verses, there are two words coupled together, grace and truth.
这里有恩典，有真理。
And I wondered, why these two words and not others? And why were they repeated?
所以我在想，为什么是这两个词在一起，而且重复多次？
Thankfully, the Lord faithfully answered.
所以主信实地给了我答案。
When we come to the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, we come before a great light which reveals truth.
所以当我们来到主的面前，他就是神的道，他就是那光。
Specifically, as Brother Mac shared, the truth about our own conditions.
所以就像 Mac 弟兄所交通的，这世界是向我们显明了我生命的真实。
And we see in our own condition that we only have one talent by ourselves.
我们看到我们自己里面真实的光景，我们只有我们自己。
And that talent is sinning.
我们所有的才能就是犯罪。
But we thank our God for this hidden little promise that with truth, He also brings grace through Jesus Christ.
所以这里主向我们显明说，借着主耶稣，他给了我们真理，也给了我们恩典。
In fact, He never gives one without the other.
他不会只给我们一样，而没有给我们另一个。
We often hide from the truth of our condition because we know that we are incapable of changing.
所以我们通常在真实的里面隐藏我们自己的光景，因为我们知道我们不能靠着自己改变。
On our own, we are incapable of being good or being righteous.
我们在靠着我们自己，我们不能行良善或者公义。
But today, let us see that all the grace that we need is provided for us in Christ Jesus.
但是今天所有的恩典都借着耶稣基督赐给了我们。
For when he exposes the truth, he also gives grace to face the truth.
所以当他给了我们真理的时候，他也给了我们恩典，让我们能够面对真理。
So then, having received grace to face and accept the truth, the question is, how do we move forward?
所以当我们有了这样的恩典，来面对和接受真理的时候，那我们应该怎么做呢？
How do we go on being changed?
我们怎么样才能改变我们自己呢？
There is a movie that many of you might be familiar with called Chariots of Fire.
有一个电影叫 Chariots of Fire, 你们也许熟悉。
It follows the running career of Eric Little and some others.
它是讲到一个人名叫 Eric Little.
And there is a quote in that film that can tell us how to go on.
那这里就说到一句话。
Goes like this.
是这样说的。
So then,Where does the power come from to see the race to its end?
所以我们有靠着什么来有这样的能力可以奔跑直至终点呢？
From within.
从我们里面。
As our brother's son shared with us last weekend at the conference,
就像孙弟兄上个星期和我们交通的。
The Holy Spirit is the power within each one of us.
圣灵是我们每个人里面的能力。
Abiding in us and enabling us.
住在我们的里面。给我们恩典。
So as we press on running after the Lamb,
所以
当我们来跟随羔羊的时候
，We thank our Lord that He reveals new truths to us each day.
所以感谢我们的主，他每天将真理新鲜的给了我们。
Truths about Himself and about our own selves.
给了真理来看到他，也看到我们自己。
And we praise Him that because of the love of our Lord Jesus, grace is provided alongside truth.
所以我们感谢他，因着我们的主耶稣，他给了我们真理，也给了我们恩典。
And finally, we rejoice because we have that other comforter.
所以我们可以欢喜快乐，我们有，因为我们有另一位保惠师。
The Holy Spirit that is the power within each one of us.
但是圣灵是我们心里面，每一个人心里面的能力。
Enabling our transformation and strengthening us to run after the Lamb.
所以给我们能力，也让我们能够来奔跑跟随羔羊。接受我的交通。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我分享的，我就是圣利用讲《约翰一书》。第四章第四节的下半段。
I want to share about a passage
from 1 John
4:4.
我深深地体会到这节圣经的真理是真切。
And I personally experienced the reality from this verse.
我个人就是在每年都盼望夏令会来到我们一定要去。
And so every year, when the summer conference comes around, I have a hope that we will be able to go.
还有三个礼拜的期间，这样呢，我们的腿、手就痛。
And then, so this time,
腿呢就是走走呢又想
my legs hurt,
跪下来
and my
差不多倒了
my feet hurt.
这样
and so this time, also my arms
hurt. 跪下来走走又跪下来
and I knelt and I walked
就是转动不得
but it was hard for me to turn and my back was hurting
睡觉呢
when I was sleeping at night
隐隐痛睡不好觉
it hurt so much that it was hard for me to sleep
最近呢就也有点心里有点忧郁
and so I was feeling a little bit depressed
又告诉女儿
so I told my daughter
我去这样她讲那怎么办
So I said, what should I do? What should I do?
女儿呢就在撒经主祷告的时候呢就告诉弟兄姐妹帮祷告女儿就告诉他们帮祷告才祷告祷告主的时候
She prayed with the other brothers and sisters for this.
还有呢我讲那怎么办
We just kept praying.
我也祷告我讲
And I prayed too.
我不能但是神能
I said, I can't, but the Lord, He can do all things.
求神所以我们就祷告
and so we continue to pray
所以祷告了这样又叫魏师母帮祷告叫翁继庸帮祷告田静茹帮祷告
let us pray for the brothers for sharing
通过祷告了呢这样过了一两天我就
and so through all this prayer after a couple of days
我的手呢
my arm
慢慢地消失晚上睡觉也不疼疼了。
Slowly the swelling went down and the pain went away.
还有腿也不走走了，想跪下来。
And when I was walking, I didn't feel like I had to kneel anymore.
所以从这点呢，我们就深深地体会到。
From just this experience, I was able to experience deeply.
神的话就是真实的。
The Lord's words are true.
所以呢，我们要相信。
So we must believe in the Lord's words and we should rely on Him to seek after Him, to follow Him.
我呢就讲，我讲，哎呀，不能，好像刚才七哥上帝一样，有没有圣灵在里面？所以他就帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit is living within us.
他能解开我们的捆绑。
Helping us, He is helping us to overcome our obstacles.
罪，释放我们的罪。所以真是这样，所以我们
The Lord Jesus has freed us from our sins.
从今以后，我们也要
And so from now on,
不要怕，只要
we have no fear,
圣灵在我们里面
because the Holy Spirit lives within us.
只要你依靠他，跟随他
we should rely on Him and follow Him.
就能解决很多的困难
And by this way, we will be able to overcome many difficulties.
这次夏令会啊，我去了。我这一次
I went to the summer conference this time.
参加夏令会已经第三次了。
And this is my third time.
第一次去参加夏令会的时候，
The first time I attended.
没有什么收获。
I felt like I didn't really receive
anything. 这次参加夏令会，圣灵给我的感动，我觉得我有一定的收获。
But this time, what the Holy Spirit gave me was that I was going to receive something from this summer conference.
圣灵，这个包惠师呀，
the Holy Spirit is our comforter,
常住在我们的心里，
and dwells within our hearts.
像今天唱这个歌，
just like with the hymn we sang today,
我感到圣灵，
I felt like the Holy Spirit
要常住我们的心里，
wants to dwell in our
hearts. 圣灵在我们的心里，比世界什么都大。
The Holy Spirit that dwells in our heart is greater than everything else.
我感到以前呀，
and so I felt like before, I felt
世界的东西在我的心灵里面占据的位置大了。
The world's things in my heart occupied a larger space.
自己也犯了很多罪。
And so I had committed many sins.
以前还不认识罪。
And so before I did not know sin.
现在感到吧。
And now I feel like,
因为圣灵如果常住在我们的心里边，
because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in my heart,
把也认识到自己的罪。
He reveals our sins to us.
而且也感到，主耶稣
also I feel like,
用他的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
Through His precious blood has washed away our sins.
所以说，我们也要。
So,
把我们的罪要彻底的洗净。
So we also
要跟随我们的主耶稣。
Need to come before Him and ask Him to forgive our sins and to follow after our Lord Jesus.
活出基督的新生命。
And live out this new life that our Lord Jesus has given to us.
这是我的感受第一个。
This is my first thing that I learned.
感受二。
The second thing I learned.
下午的专题报告。
And
我觉得对我有感动。
I also learn something.
特别是这个下午的婚姻与家庭。
Especially during the workshop.
这个组
我感到。What I learned.
弟兄和姐妹。
From brothers and sisters.
他们讲了他们自己的经历。
They shared their own experiences with me.
我感到家庭必须合一。
I learned that in the household we need to have harmony and peace.
以前这方面我做的也不好。
And so, in the past, this is something that I needed some improvement. I had offended.
弟兄讲，姐妹讲。
Some brothers shared, sisters
shared. 他们结婚已经四十一年了。
They had already been married 41 years.
他们在主里边，他们是合一。
And they said that in the house they were united.
而且他们的家庭生活非常幸福。
And then they said they were very blessed in their household life.
都是主给他们的恩典。
And this is all given from the Lord.
而我呢，
and
结婚了四十二年。
I've been married 42 years.
可是，
but
以前自己骄傲。
But because I was prideful.
不顺从。
And I didn't submit.
不顺从真理。
Didn't submit
to the Holy
Spirit.
老以自以为是。
And then myself was the greatest.
很多的问题。
So there were many issues.
就出来了。
That came out.
所以说，我感到这次是对我受益匪浅。
So I learned about this, and then this was revealed to me.
感动第三。
The third learning.
我认为啊，主的爱对我们每一个人，我实在主的爱感动了我。
God's love can touch.
主的爱在茫茫的人海中拣选了我。
God's love through many people, He selected me. He chose me.
这次到夏令会去。
And so this time when I went to the summer conference, we also brought a gospel friend.
他这次感动比较深刻,
and our gospel friend was touched deeply.
他认为在我们这个大家庭里边, 他感到,
he saw that in this large family, only God can save us.
我们在主的家庭里,
when we live in God's house, we have a hope.
就有喜乐,
we have joy.
就有生命,
we have life.
这是我的感动第三个,
this is my third
谢谢,
learning.
感谢主,
thank you, praise the Lord. This is my sharing.
Yeah, 感谢赞美主, 我是 真是不太喜欢说话，但是我想圣灵在里面的感动吧，我还是把我自己的一些经历说出来。真是感谢主，在我去参加夏令会之前，就有一个非常一个小小的经历。所以就像那个弟兄讲的一样，说我们圣灵就是想分享，就是圣灵内住在我们里面。
而且我们已经领受了极大的祝福，但是可惜，就像弟兄讲的，圣灵内住在我们里面，而且我们已经领受了极大的祝福。 The Holy Spirit lives within us.
也不知觉，常常呢就活在软弱的里面。而且更何况呢，就是圣灵在我们里面呢做一个恢复的工作，就把我们的灵魂体呢恢复到一个正常的次序上面。那我就想分享的一个，就是我去夏令会之前的两三个星期。 就是我去上班的时候，正好有一点时间，到外面就去走了一下。 那离开那个building，离开我的工作的那个办公室并不远， 大概就是两三百米的这样路程。 那突然我的那个ID卡就丢掉了。 那我必须要用我这个ID卡进到我的那个。
I needed my ID card to enter into the building.
进我的那个building， 而且逛街我连办公室我都进不去， 因为我要扫描才能进去。
I wouldn't be able to enter back into my office without this ID card.
所以当时心里就很着急， 就跑，四面都跑去找。
I was filled with anxiety in my heart.
第一天， 第二天， 第三天， 我都去了。
Second day, third day, fourth day, I was looking from my card. I went to the receptionist. I went to the HR.
警察局,
I also went to the police department. I went to the lost and found area. They all told me, we haven't found your card.
可当时我这三天一直在祷告， 我就说主啊， 这么一点点的路， 我就知道我的卡就丢在这一条的，
I know that I didn't walk very far.
那个很窄的人行道上面，
my ID card must be somewhere in this area.
那为什么找不着， 你都可以使死人复活，
so
为什么我的卡就这么找不着， 旁边没什么太多的东西。
Can you please help me to find this ID card?
可当时回到家里后， 我的弟兄跟在，
so
啊， 我们小组里面一个弟兄就跟我讲， 说你要等三天，
a brother shared with me,
完了以后呢，
you need to wait 7 days, and afterwards you will find your card.
我心里想，我天天都必须拿我的那个 驾照 driver license 要去放到那个前面前台，
I need to put my driver's license at the receptionist.
在我前面再stick一个我是访问的人， okay. 完了以后呢，他再给我把我带到我的办公室，
me,
因为我没办法扫描进去。
And then they will help me to get into my office because I wasn't able to enter without my ID card.
所以魂里面就很着急。
So the soul within me was very anxious.
就没有安息，但是呢，
I had no peace.
回到家弟兄跟我那个同事又说， 你要等七天。
When I went home,
所以后来没办法， 我就说不行， 我还是去办， 但是我要去办这卡， 要60块钱。
But if I were to get a new card, it would be $60.
所以这就是内住的圣灵的提醒， 自己没顺服下来， 虽然是理论知道很多， 说主啊，你能够使人复活， 你为什么找不到我的卡？ 主说，
I said, Lord, if you can cause a person to resurrect from the dead, can't you help me find this card? But in the end, I still went and applied for a new card anyways.
那我长话短说， 就在第七天，
so to make the story short, on the seventh day,
早上就那个前台就打电话来，
on that morning, the receptionist called me and said, we found your card.
在那个工地上面， 不知道谁把我的卡丢到那个 construction，
it was on the construction site area.
就那天早上，
I don't know who threw it there, but
这个围墙就拆掉了，
but
the
wall was torn down at that,
that
on that day, and somehow my card was found.
所以我 我的这个见证就是说，我们常常知道东西知道很多，脑袋也很大，但是因为灵里面呢，就是不顺服圣灵的带领，所以常常就是没有平安。而且呢，实际上神的祝福说你不用花这60块钱，但是我还是去花。
We won't have peace.
而且当时我为什么今天要讲这？当时我丢掉的这个卡的时候是穿这件衣服，找到的时候呢是穿这件衣服。今天到教会的时候，我正好穿这件衣服。
And so today, as I went to church, I was wearing the same set of clothes. I was thinking, I was walking this path where my head was very big. I used reasoning, and I used rationality to try to walk this path.
否则的话离神是越来越远
and then if
所以我们一定要回到我们的灵的里面
be farther and farther away from God.
对同在完了神的带领你才能够往高处走
need to walk the path
生活属灵的自己的个人生活属灵的生活
so that I can practice this spiritual exercise in my daily life.
谢谢
Thank you.
提醒大家一下如果交通的话请等一下弟兄的欢迎
sorry.
谢主，好久没有跟大家有这样的分享，
I thank the Lord. It's been a long time since I've been able to share with everyone.
到现在心跳还很快，我想
是。As I was about to share, my heart was racing.
交通一点省在我身上的这些恩典吧，所以就是。
I want to share some of the grace that the Lord has imparted to me.
就是在 Summer Conference 的信息有很多都很感动我。
So there were many,
那么我因为时间关系只能讲一点，就是里边有提到说，在我们里边神的灵已经胜过这个世界。
One thing that touched me the most was the Holy Spirit within us.
这个事情，这个点的交通呢，我真的愿意来。来为这个交通做见证。
I would like to make a testimony upon this.
因为就是我们可能虽然我们不一定很认识，但是神的爱从来没有离弃过我们。他会借着各种环境事物来启示我们。
Familiar with His love, but God's love has
never left us. 我们知道神的灵在我们里边是要让我们得真自由。
We know that.
我觉得很感谢主。
Is to allow us to be free from sin.
他的怜悯就是让我。最近有更深更多一点的体会就是前一段我们家就飞机来了有两只鸟我们家因为要透空气两个门都打开然后有一只鸟就没有飞过去因为它好像自己的能力飞得有点高所以就刚好撞着我们家的那个窗户玻璃然后它就飞不出去了然后它就一直飞
Flying within our house,
可是它怎么飞，它就飞不动，因为不停的撞玻璃，不停的撞玻璃。
It couldn't get up, it kept hitting
the glass. 我和弟兄呢就很想说，把这只鸟赶紧放出去，因为我们要去聚会。
Allow it to get outside of our house.
结果后来发现说，这只鸟就死活都不出去，赶不出去。它是想走，可是它就是走不动。
To get out of the house, the bird couldn't leave.
那么后来我们。因为要去聚会的原因，所以我们就暂时放弃，然后说回来再来做这个事情，这样子。
And we said we'll think about this
more. 所以我们聚完会回家的时候，然后就发现这只鸟还在原地的挣扎，还在那儿想飞，然后就是飞不出去。后来不得已，然后我和弟兄就是。从他背后怎么赶不出去？后来就不得已，弟兄就找了一根非常长的杆子，就从他正面的脸，其实是 打玻璃，但是呢他就怕被打着，所以他就掉头，最后就飞出了那个门外头。
So finally the bird was able to fly out from the door.
通过这个事情呢就让我看到，就是说、
我
们如果活在自己的里边，想要靠自己的努力，
那
么多的挣扎，
确
实真的是没有办法做成事情。
To difficulties, we are not able to do it ourselves.
但是我们能够出去，完全是神的怜悯，他的爱手。
But we are able to escape.
让我们可以得以真正的自由。
And then is the Holy Spirit that allows us to be free.
因为我最近的话还经历很多，就是神的怜悯，就是
These past days, I have experienced God's mercy.
因为我最近我的大姐，前不久心脏病去世了嘛。
Because my elderly sister passed away from a heart attack.
然后就是对家人的那个福音的负担就比较重。
And so my burden for the gospel for my family was very strong.
感谢主，让我经历很多事情以后，知道自己靠自己是不行。就一直为家里边的人祷告，每天早上晚上祷告，有时候在梦里边也在为他们祷告。
Even in my dreams, I am praying for them.
感谢主，昨天主给我一个感动，就是给我的家里边的一个姐姐联系上了，有点交通。
To reach out to one of my older sisters.
那感谢主，我实在是看到主的工作是何等的奇妙，何等的美，何等的善。
His work is so wonderful and so good.
因为我这个姐姐不像一般的福音朋友，传福音很容易就听进去，她福音可是听了十几年。
This elderly sister of mine, she's not like a typical gospel friend. She is I can just speak to her about the gospel. She's heard the gospel for many years.
但感谢主，主的工作却做得这么的美。因为他信了主以后，他真的很认真。
Work has been so beautiful because after she believed in our God, she has become very diligent.
他昨天跟我分享说，他说不知道什么时候主就让他可以觉得，就是说，好像每天要不祷告、不读主的话，他就很难受。
Yesterday she shared with me, she didn't know when the Lord revealed this to her, but when she wasn't reading the Bible or praying, God would allow her to see that.
但是当他就是愿意来读主的话，来跟主亲近祷告的时候，他说主也做了很多的奇妙的工作，让他知道什么是真自由。
And when she was willing to read the Bible and pray before our Lord revealed to her just what was the true freedom.
因为他原来喜欢打牌，喜欢喝酒，喜欢交朋友，喜欢各种应酬，也喜欢打扮。
Because before she liked to gamble and drink alcoholand go out to social events.
他曾经也想他自己想要努力，可是他根本就没有办法改变这些情况。
Before she was trying to do it so hard herself, but she wasn't able to change her circumstances.
但是他觉得奇妙的事就是他信了主以后，当他跟主亲近读主的话的时候，主就一件一件事让他不知不觉就挪去了这些不好的习惯。让他现在生活非常的有规律，有次序。
But what she found so wonderful and miraculous was after she drew nearer to the Lord by reading His Word, by praying to Him, God naturally took these things away.
不仅如此，他还觉得说主把负担，就是也给了他，就是对身边的亲人朋友的福音很有负担。他说他也知道他靠自己不行，他得好好的装备自己。
Not only that, but God gave her the burden to share with those around her of how she could not rely on herself anymore.
我听了她的分享就蛮被激励的。
And then so when I heard her sharing, I was very encouraged.
我想到这十好几年，我好像曾经也靠过自己，但是没有看到那个果效。但是当我来依靠主的时候，我看到主做成了这个美妙的工作，我就很感恩。
I thought about how these 10 plus years, how when I had relied upon my own strength, I wasn't really able to see any fruits from this. But when I did rely upon the Lord, it was different.
所以很感谢主，主就让我有感动跟他讲，我愿意为他的负担祷告。我说我们也知道我们靠我们不行，但是靠我们的主就可以。
I thank the Lord that He has given me this burden to pray for the burdens He has placed on my heart.And for me to say that I cannot rely on myself, but to rely on God fully.
所以我们在地上还有这个有限的时间，我们就学习来很好的去 去装备自己来依靠主，相信就是主是纪念我们心的主。也许我们外边不一定做得那么漂亮，但是我们知道我们的心主一定会纪念。
And so our time on this earth is short, so let us continue to rely on the Lord and ask him to make us complete, so that even though the fruits may not be visible and obvious immediately, but he is working in our lives.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
'Cause to you.
All right, that's fine. All right, so just one simple sharing.
这是一个很简单的交通。
Okay, so in Mark's Gospel, it says, this was from Brother Max sharing. He talked about the calling of John, the apostle.
马可福音里面说到那个使徒那个施洗约翰。
Okay, so Mark 1:19-20, it says, when he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets.
耶稣稍往前走，又见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的弟兄约翰在船上捕网。
And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat of the hired servants and went after him.
耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就从父亲西比泰和雇工留在船上，跟从耶稣了。
So Brother Max shared on how the about the Apostle John, who was the Apostle of Recovery.
所以我们 Max 弟兄交通到使徒约翰，他是一个恢复的使徒。
But even before John met the Lord, how was he prepared to become a disciple of the Lord?
所以其实在约翰跟随主之前，他是怎么样来预备做主的门徒呢？
We may think, oh, maybe because it was he worked with John the Baptist for a number of years.
所以他，我们也许想他跟随那个施洗约翰有一两年的时间。
But really, as we look in between the lines of the Bible, we find Zebedee and we find Salome, the parents of John the Apostle.
所以我们看到他的父母西比泰和撒罗米。
Salome was one who followed the Lord during his public ministry.
所以撒罗米在主在地上事工的时候就跟随他。
And then we find Zebedee when the Lord called John, he did not question the Lord.
所以我们也看到西比泰当主来招呼约翰的时候，他没有反对。
We read in the scriptures in Mark, he did not stand up and say, hey, how about the family business? Aren't we supposed to be running the fisherman business?
所以我们 Mike 弟兄跟我们交通说，西比泰没有说，哎，你走了我们家的那个生意怎么办。
But he simply let him go into the hands of the Lord.
但是他只是简单的凭着信让约翰跟随主。
So our encouragement is that for our children, may it be that we do not just simply say this is what their career is going to be, this is what we desire for them to be successful.
所以我们今天要思想的不是说我们以后的儿女要做选什么样的职业能不能够成功。
But they are in the hands of the Lord.
但是而是把他们交给主，就交在主的手里。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
你们好，我今天很高兴啊，我有机会，今年有机会参加夏令会啊。今年我参加夏令会
I could attend the summer conference this year.
我参加夏令会下午的专题是在工作中为主做见证。
And the workshop that I attended this year was how to be a testimony at the workplace for the Lord.
在工作中为主做见证是一件不容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing to be a testimony for the Lord at the workplace.
有的时候工作容易做，关系非常难处。
Sometimes the work is easy, but the relationships among coworkers is not easy.
特别是雇员跟雇主的关系尤其难处。
Especially between your other supervisors.
为什么难处呢？
Why is it difficult?
因为每一个工作的地方都有老板。
Because at each workplace there is a boss.
而老板被认为是99%不好。
And 99% of the time, the boss is not looked at favorably.
这个不是我讲的，这是一个大弟兄在西安特会上在讲道的时候讲的。
This is not what I said, but this is at the West Coast Christian Conference. This is what a brother shared.
99%的数字我不知道准确不准确，我想他的意思就是讲，作为在人看来好的老板少。
The 99% figure, I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but what he was trying to say is that most people don't view their boss favorably.
请不要误会，如果我们这里面有当老板或者这样当老板的人。
Don't be offended if you're a boss.
你应该是那属于1%的好老板。
I'm sure you're the 1% that's a good boss.
那老板不好，我们又怎么样呢？
And so if the manager is not good, what should we do?
如果我们做老板，是不是就做得比我们的老板好？
And so, should we behave better than our boss?
不一定。
Not accordingly.
也说不定还比不上现在的老板。
Maybe we're not behaving better than our boss.
那我们是一群什么样的人呢？
And so what kind of people are we?
我们是一群好人吗？
Are we good people?
我们实际上是一群不正常的人。
Or are we not normal people?
孙弟兄在一次夏令会讲，弟兄姐妹们，你们正常吗？
And so Brother Sun asked us, are you normal?
没有人回答。
No one replied.
只有一个弟兄点头。
Just a brother nodded.
后来那个弟兄还说，我是习惯性点头。
Another brother nodded.
所以说我们也是都是一群不正常的人。
And so we are a bunch of not normal people.
孙弟兄也说，我有的时候正常。
And Brother Sun said, sometimes I'm normal.
很多时候不正常。
But oftentimes I'm not normal.
你想想啊，一群不正常的人跟一群不好的人在一块，那有什么好事？
And so think about it, like a bunch of not normal people and a bunch of
结果通常就是老板发脾气拍桌子，雇员生气摔杯子。
And so at the workplace, the boss is yelling and people are throwing things.
还不仅如此，最近看到消息的话，大家也都知道。
If you were looking at the news recently,
这个有的都动了枪。
You can see that there are people who bring guns to the workplace.
And 白白的丧失了几条鲜活的生命。
And their lives lost.
所以说我们不仅是一群不正常的人。
So not only are we a bunch of not normal people.
我们还是一群罪人。
We are also a bunch of sinners.
因为我们很多时候不听神的话。
Because oftentimes we don't follow God's words.
不顺服神。
We don't submit to our Lord.
感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
主用重价赎买了我们。
Thank the Lord that he's paid such a great cost to redeem us.
让我们有活泼的盼望。
And so that we can have this hope.
不仅有了活泼的盼望，
Not only do we have this hope,
他还教导我们如何去做工作。
He has taught us how to work.
我想分享简单讲一下那两句圣文。
And so I want to share.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
From Colossians chapter 3:23.
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men.
以弗所书六章七到八节。
Ephesians 6:7-8.
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
And so, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Because, yep.
因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的、自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
Because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free.
所以呢，我们不仅是有盼望的人。
So not only are we a people of hope.
我们还是要得奖赏的人。
But we will also receive a prize from our Lord.
所以呢，我们在工作当中应该见证主。
So at our workplace, we should be a testimony for him.
经常说我们是光是盐。
In the Holy Scriptures, it says we are the salt and the light.
在工作中，如果我们是光。
If we are the light at our workplace,
就当把光照在世人前。
Then we must reveal this light to the world.
让世人见到主的光。
So that the world will see his light.
如果我们是盐。
If we are salt,
就要让世人尝到盐的滋味。
Then we should allow the world to be able to taste of the essence of this salt.
让神尝到主的滋味。
And in that way, taste of the essence of Christ.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
愿意我们大家用神的话来彼此勉励。
May we use His words to encourage one another.
好，我就交通这些。
And my sharing concludes here.
the one main point really touched my heart during the message. I mean, during the conference.
在夏令会中有一个经节深深地打动了我的心。
And I felt that it connected a couple of messages together.
他把几个交通都串在一起。
And basically, it was when Brother Sun shared that, that even though the Lord gave us a new spirit.
所以孙弟兄教他们说，虽然我们的主给了我们一个新的灵。
But the quality of that spirit that manifests itself in our life is different.
但是那个灵在我们每个人身上的显现是不一样的。
And it really got me thinking, why?
它让我思想到底是为什么呢？
And the brother shared how basically it was because we were in the way.
So 很多的时候是因为我们自己在中间。
And our soul had not yet been dealt by the cross.
我们的魂还没有被十字架所对付。
And that, in essence, we needed to learn how to deny ourselves.
所以，总的来说，我们要学会舍己。
This is obviously not something new for us to know.
这虽然对我们来说不是新的信息。
But for some reason, when he said at that time, it really touched my heart.
但是当他说的时候，还是深深地打动我的心。
And then Brother Graham shared about the life of John.
而且，然后我们 Graham 弟兄和我们交通到约翰的生活。
And pretty much shared the transformation of a man who was full of himself, and allowed him to be a man full of the Lord's Spirit.
所以让我们看到约翰从他主充满。
Yeah, John was one of the sons of thunder, who had a very strong will, who dared to call down fire to destroy the land of Samaria.
So he had to call down fire to destroy the land of Samaria.
And even wanted to be considered to be one of the greatest.
So he had to call down fire to destroy the land of
Samaria. But after walking with the Lord for so many years,toward the end of his time with Jesus' ministry, when Jesus revealed that it was Judas who was going to betray him, John didn't say anything and he submitted to the will of Christ.
他没有说或者做任何的事情，而是顺服主的意思。
And even so, even after Christ died and ascended to heaven,
但是当主死在十字架上的时候
，John had a very hidden ministry for 90 years.
他有一个隐藏的侍奉，有九十多年。
Not much was spoken about him, but we know that after those years, he was in prison and he wrote the book of Revelation.
当然有很多的记载，但是我们知道他在监狱里启示。
I just thought it was just a wonderful transformation of a man who was full of his own will and his own ways of trying to preach the gospel.
所以我们看到约翰的改变，从一个满有他自己的意志，想用他自己的方法来传福音的人。
Even though he had good intentions,
虽然他有好的意愿。
But it was not of the Lord.
但是是从主来。
And he learned a life of submission in the cross.
所以他学会在生命当中来。
He learned how to rest in the Lord.
他学会怎么在主里面安息。
So just a really quick example. Yesterday,
有一个的榜样。
I was power washing our driveway.
所以。
And I just thought, man, I have so much time just to think about things I need to do for the Lord. So I started thinking about all the summer activities and the Bible studies and just all the things that we need to do this summer. And as I was thinking about also the summer conference topic, I just prayed. I said, God, how do I, how do I serve you? How do I come to know you more?
我怎么样能够来更多的认识你？
How do you want us to do the activities for summer? How do you want us to reach out to the young people more?
我们夏季怎么样来更多的来组织我们年轻人？
Help me organize the things. Help me to have good ideas and all these things.
让我更好的来组织这些活动，有更好的主意。
And God pretty much told me, just says, don't think about those things.
但是主告诉我说, 你都不用思想这些事,
spend time with me.
只要在我的面前,
put those thoughts aside and think about me.
把你自己的想法放到一边。
And for the next 4 hours, I don't know, I just thought about the Lord.
所以下面的4个小时, 我就只是和主在一起。
And what was absolutely wonderful was, I know we always look at the weather the night before.
所以很多的时候, 每天晚上都会看天气预报。
And we know yesterday's temperature was going to be very, very high.
所以我们知道昨天的气温很高。
But during those 4 hours in the morning, it was overcast.
但是昨天, 早晨其实那预报的温度比实际的高。
It was... it was overcast, so it was actually very cool.
其实还是很凉快。
Yeah, the clouds covered the sun.
因为有云。
And those 4 hours was so wonderful.
所以这4个小时我在外面感到很舒服。
Learning how to walk and talk with the Lord in silence.
让我怎么知道在沉默当中与主同行。
And I thank the Lord for his lesson to me.
所以我在思想主要我学的功课。
Thank you.
谢谢。
I'll just share something really quick.
一点交通.
It actually relates a lot to the hymn that we sang quite a bit at the conference.
就是我们在夏令会中唱的诗歌.
And our brother who was sharing the hymn pointed out this verse, and Brother Godwin came up and also pointed out this verse in the hymn.
所以我们写诗歌的作者 有用了这个圣经, 然后我们的孙弟兄也谈到,
Verse 2 says, Such a crippled child full of weakness for so long.
我是多年软弱, 残废, 无用孩子,
I knew well that I should be made strong.
又明知自己当行动,
Joy swept o'er my soul when the Spirit came along.
主是忽然施恩, 使我满口是诗,
And revealed that He's in me.
圣灵显现在我中,
And I was asking the Lord, I thank you for revealing to me that I have this life within me. Thank you for that reminder, but I don't live it out a lot. How am I supposed to live it out?
所以我向主说，主，感谢你提醒我，你住在我心里，你的生命在我里面，但是我没有活出来，我应该怎么办？
And graciously, He reminded me through another injury.
所以借着主的恩典，我又另外小小的受了一个伤。
That it's because you need to realize, Michael, that you are a crippled child.
所以主对我说, Michael, 你要认识到你是软弱无用的孩子。
And my wife and I in a week will be married 6 months, and I've been injured almost every month.
所以我结婚六个月, 差不多每个月都受点伤。
And every one of the injuries is almost a crippling injury.
所以每一次的那个受伤都是好像让我小小的有一点残废。
In some way, I either... You know, it's my back, my fingers, my toes, almost every part of my body.
所以我数了一下，从我的背到我的脚到我的那个脚趾，差不多我身上每一个地方都受过伤。
And again, this week, right after the conference, I had another injury, and the Lord reminded me it's for a reason.
所以这次夏令会以后，我又一次受了伤。主借着这样的事情提醒我。
As my wife was taking care of me, she found it funny because I'm so stubborn.
所以当我妻子来照顾我的时候，她很惊奇，我是那样的硬着景象。If
I pull my back, I still think I can lift heavy things.
所以当我即使当我背上受伤的时候，我还是觉得我可以提重物。And
if I injure my finger, I still think I can play guitar.
所以当我手指受伤的时候，我觉得我还可以那个弹吉他。And
if I injure my toe, I still think I can run.
所以当我脚趾受伤的时候，我觉得我还是可以跑步。And
isn't that how we are with the Lord a lot?
但是其实这很多时候不就是我们在主里面的光景吗？
He gave us the Spirit to live inside of us, to be powerful for us, and yet we don't let Him be powerful on our behalf.
所以主给我们这样一个圣灵，让我们在我们里面可以给我们大能，但是很多时候我们不让这样圣灵来行他的能力。And
it's been really beautiful to watch as I actually let my wife, you know, do certain things for me. I see that the Holy Spirit wants to be our hands.
所以很多的时候，当我只是静下来看我妻子做事的时候，我觉得就在圣灵里面蛮有安慰。He
wants to be our feet.
他愿意成为我们的脚。
He wants to be our back. Every
他愿意成为我们的背。
他愿意成为我们的能力。
We just have to let go.
我们只需要让我们自己舍己。
And so that, I think that was the real takeaway for me is I gotta start letting go.
所以很多的时候，我觉得我真正的学习是说，我们需要舍己。
I have to realize I'm a crippled child, full of weakness for so long.
所以我要就像诗歌里面所说的，要明白我是多年软弱、残废、无用的孩子。
But I was made to be made strong.
但是主会让我有能力。
And there's nothing in this crippled child that's going to be strong.
因为我这个软弱无用的孩子里面没有任何是有能力的。
Except the spirit that dwells in me.
除了住在我里面的圣灵。
给我们早上的交通。
Thank the Lord for the sharing this morning.
也感谢主带领我们夏令会的时间。
We thank the Lord for the time that we had at summer conference.
我们在这，我们知道主在我们每个人心里都有说话。
We know that in each one of our hearts, the Lord is speaking to us.
我也鼓励那些没有机会去参加的弟兄姐妹们，明年可以主许可的话，请就是有这个机会来，愿意来到主的面前。
I would just encourage everyone who was not able to attend this year is if you are able to attend next year is that you can attend.
我们感谢主，每一次我们聚集在他的脚前都是主的恩典。
We thank the Lord that every time we gather before him it is by his grace.
我再简单的交通一下，我们下午分组是读经。
I just want to share about this afternoon about theSplitting into Bible study groups.
我们知道读经，圣经是神的话。
We know that when we read the Bible, it is the word of God.
孙弟兄说，在约翰福音十七章那里讲到，你的道就是真理。
And Brother Sun shared with us in John chapter 17 that his word is the truth.
这是主的话，你的道就是真理。
And this is God's words that his words are truth.
那我们也知道。我们读主的话，很多时候我们不明白。
We know that oftentimes when we're reading through the scriptures, we don't.